Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. Welcome. I'm so happy that you're here. And, you know, it's interesting, like today's episode is learning to rest. If you're listening to this, it might be restful, but I'd prefer if you just did nothing. Don't turn off the podcast, though. Listen to it and then go rest, learning to rest. I am Heather. I am your transformation guide, transformation facilitator, podcast host extraordinaire. And this is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And this topic came into my brain the other day. As you know, just random thoughts come to me quite regularly, and I love to share them with you. And with the intention of sharing a thought that I've had, maybe will help you have a cascade of thoughts that will help you. So I was thinking about rest and what rest looks like and what rest used to look like. So I watch these, I watch some art history programs sometimes on YouTube. Check Perspectives, they have on YouTube really interesting art history shows. I watch these cozy murder mysteries that take place in like the 20s and the 40s, like the time, I call it like the time before we were tied to these. And I've got one right in front of me, I getcha, these electronics. And what rest looked like then, because, you know, and it's interesting the things you notice, and it's just a setup for a scene. But I was watching an Hercule Poirot, who is a brilliant detective, obviously, and he's in Egypt, and he walks into a room, and someone's just sitting there reading a book. No, nothing in particular happening. You know, it's the middle of the day. She's just relaxing. And I was like, wow. People used to just sit around and do nothing. And it's not really nothing, but we've lost that. And you'll say, Heather, I relax all the time. I want to debate whether you actually relax all the time. Because rest, I feel like, has become confused with non-productive time, right? If you're either being productive or you're not being productive. And non-productive time isn't always rest. But we think that if we're not being productive, we are resting or we're being lazy, right? And I was in a webinar actually earlier today with a woman, and she was talking about the hustle culture. She called it bro marketing. Bro marketing is the when I don't know if you've noticed, like a lot of advertising you see is sign up now. And I'm guilty of this. I've done it. Sign up now. This is your last chance. There's only this many spots left. Oh my God. It's like this aggressive kind of approach to, yes, exactly, Christine. Christine is my angel in the background today. The push marketing. And that model creates this feeling of like everything always has to be moving. You always have to be hustling. You always have to have this energetic movement forward. And we've glorified this, you know, hustle, hustle, hustle. I know an artist who has hanging on the wall in his studio, hustle, hustle, hustle. I was like, that's not how to create art. Art has to come from the creative side of you. And hustling is, that's not a good energy in my opinion, for creating art. And we glorify this idea of hustle, right? We glorify this idea that I'll sleep when I'm dead. And I can't remember, there's a song that was just playing in my head about I'll live till I die or something. And the thing that happens to us as well, we chance burnout for sure. And you can see more of it and more of it. Burnout didn't, I don't think burnout used to be a conversation we ever had. But now we have this idea of burnout, and I have someone that I know personally who had to take, 3 months off of work just because of her work environment had pushed her, and she is not someone who would ever take time off to be, just for the fun of it, had pushed her to the point where she could not function and she needed to stay home. I know it's like, right? Breaking down from burnout. It's a real thing. Yeah, Christine, absolutely. And I think women do it especially. We have this need to prove that we can do everything. And sleep is very restful, but sleep isn't the only thing you need to rest yourself, right? Because I don't know about you, but if I've had a day where I've been doing a lot of things and my brain is still churning, my nervous system is still jacked up and I can't get to sleep. This is full disclosure on Heather. Like, I can sometimes take 2 hours to fall asleep. And no matter what time I go to bed, I'll just lay there. Okay, I'm not asleep yet. What does this mean? What am I thinking about? Then I start thinking about what I'm thinking about. I have tactics to help me. I have breath practices, I have relaxation practices, I have mindfulness practices, but sometimes it's just not going to turn out. And I'm still going to be awake for a couple of hours. Now, I think that it's interesting because I think that laying there and not stressing about the fact that I'm just laying there is a form of rest. I'm laying there doing pretty much nothing. That's kind of a that's kind of a form of rest. I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Christine is talking to me in the background and she says, I need more sex. Well, I'll just talk to my husband about that. Oh my God, I love it. So rest is not necessarily about sleep. Physical activity of any choice any variety you like helps your nervous system burn off some of that excessive energy. Whatever way it works for you, it's all good, my friend. There is no judgment in this space. This is a space of love and awesomeness. So when I think of rest, I think of space. That's what I think about, like some spaciousness, like slowing down your nervous system and taking a moment. And don't wait till the end of the day. Right? You don't have to wait till I've hustled all day. Now I can rest. You actually require breaks throughout the day. I took this course a long time ago, and I was do it was on presentation skills and was presenting. It was presenting to adults. And one of the key points that this individual was teaching, I was in my 20s then. Like I didn't know for. When I think back, I thought I was really grown up. Now that I'm 30 years later, I'm like, wow, I was such a wee babe in the woods. But he was teaching us, one of the things he wanted us to understand was adult brains need a break in learning. So whenever I do anything that I'm doing, I can see, even in my physical teaching classes, like the movement classes that I teach, at about the 45-minute mark, I can see this change come over their face where there's no more going in, there's no more coming out, processing is done. And it's kind of pushed into our culture that you push through those things and you push harder, just push harder. I remember when I was studying acupuncture, the doctor who was teaching acupuncture to our class, he's an amazing doctor, don't get me wrong. He's brilliant. But one day, because we were all getting tired, we would learn intensely for 3 days in a row. And he said one day, do not let fatigue overtake your mind. And my thinking was, what? But I'm tired. Fatigue is a signal that I'm done. I've had enough. There's no more coming into my brain. Maybe we could just take a break. And when I'm teaching adults, and this is what the point of this part of this course, this presentation skills course, was setting up your presentation in a way that helps the person knowing how our brains work. There's always going to be exceptions to the rule. Don't get me wrong. Like I know people who can just their brains. I don't know, it's something about the way they're built. But for the majority of us, we need a break to allow the brain to kind of integrate a little bit, store, just rest. And a lot of us use these things, these little small boxes, to when we think it's resting. It's like, okay, I'm done my work. Now I'm just going to scroll, 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 scroll. Kitten videos are my downfall. Kitten videos. Sure, I'm laughing, but am I actually resting? I don't think that's resting. I think that's just engaging in another way. It feels like we're resting because we're not focusing on a task, but we're also still inputting, like we're still inputting information, we're still inputting, just in a different way. So finding a way to slow down your nervous system, and we know the information that's coming in from studies about decreasing screen time. And especially before sleep, I know that part of the reason sometimes I don't go to sleep is my screen time goes a little later than is my in my best interest. I have all of my devices set up that at 10 p.m. they say, Heather, get off the screens. And my computer actually just won't let me into anything. Of course, there's unfortunately there's overrides because it thinks I'm an adult and I can make my own decisions. Just think, if it was your kids, you would turn off their screens and you wouldn't let them keep going, but you don't do it for yourself. So what would you do for your kids that you aren't doing for yourself? How do you let them rest, or how do you encourage them to rest? My mom used to say, go outside and play. Come home when the street lights come on. Now we live, I know that the world, we think the world has changed. It hasn't changed that much in terms of how kids go can still go out and play, but we've created a lot of fear in our society. But that's a whole other topic around stranger danger. Part of, I think, what we struggle with is because we do glorify busyness and productivity, when we're resting, we feel like something's wrong. We feel like, we're being lazy. Oh, I shouldn't be just sitting around here. I should be doing something. How many people do you know? I know. I have friends who they can't not be doing something at all times. And it's interesting, like there are different my brain is going to Ayurveda, different model, like different energy levels of people. Some people have more energy and some people have less. But at the same time, every single person, no matter what their body type, their energy type, needs a little downtime. And rest is going to look different to different people. My idea of rest could be something that's maybe not all that appealing to someone else. So rest is kind of like you. We finding a way that we can rest with intention and without feeling guilty is really the goal of what we want, right? And it takes a little bit of practice. It takes a little bit of practice. When I was studying for my CPA exams, I was working because that's what you did, but I don't know if they still do that because it was so long ago. But you worked in a CPA firm. And you studied for your exams, and the exams were very intense. Talk about stress. Talk about stress. That was super stressful getting ready for that. And the day after my last exam, I was sitting on my couch, and it was like every few minutes, I'm like, I should be, oh, no, wait, I don't have to study. I should. It was like this constant urge to get up and do something. Like, I should be studying. I should be reviewing. I should be, no, I don't have to do that right now. And it took me a few months to like rewind myself back down to a place where, oh, I don't have to study. I can just go to work and come home. I can have a life again. What does that look like? How does that feel? When did I forget how to have a life? It's such an interesting question, isn't it? When did I forget how to have a life? Sometimes I think the younger generation right now that we give a really hard time about being lazy. Sometimes I think that they're starting to discover how to have a life and we're annoyed by it, right? We can debate that on another day, but I'll go into that a little bit later, maybe. And I want to talk about what rest isn't. And I want to talk about, maybe I'll talk about a little bit about yoga and how to find your version of rest. But just right now, we're going to pop off onto a break. I'm going to encourage you to come back and hang out with me and maybe just gaze at the window while we're talking, while you're listening to the commercials and do a little daydream. But I will be back. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Do, 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 do. So welcome back. Did you take a moment to rest? Did you? I've been on a lot of other people's podcasts over the past few years, and they'll often, because I talk a lot about, and I guess I haven't talked about it as much lately. Maybe I have talked about it. One of the things I talk about a lot is overwhelm, right? And I think I have been, and I do talk about overwhelm a lot because we've forgotten how to rest. And we just get so much information coming in and no chance to process it or rest to let things settle, let the dust settle. Imagine if you were this little pond and someone was always stirring up the bottom and it was always cloudy. You need time to let that stuff settle down so you can see through the water down to the bottom and see what's going on. But as I was on all these other people's podcasts, they would often say, "Well, what do you tell people to do?" They wanted actionable steps. And I would say the first thing I usually tell people to do is set a timer and daydream for 5 whole minutes. And it was an interesting way to unplug people's brains because we used to get in trouble. Maybe that was just me. We used to get in trouble in school for staring out the window and daydreaming, right? But daydreaming is just stare, like look at a tree or something. Don't think about anything in particular. Just kind of stare out the window and get lost in your thoughts. That is a great form of rest. And I think little kids, when they're doing it, they're not being lazy. We shouldn't punish them. Maybe they just need a moment to process and then they'll come back in. They do it a lot. Maybe they just need more time, right? Maybe they need more time. Maybe you need more time. So rest is a practice. Rest should not be given as a reward for something. I killed myself. I worked 65, 80 hours this week. I'm going to rest for a whole 2 hours. No. Rest is not a reward. Rest is like eating, sleeping, hydrating, exercising. It's just something that should be built into your day. But we don't see it that way. And often when we talk about rest, we look at it as it has to be like some scheduled thing, like a massage or a mani-pedi or some special event, going out to dinner or something. But rest should just be a normal thing. And it's rest is it's think of it as like an insurance policy. Rest is actively taking care of yourself now so your future self can thank you later. Thank goodness I learned how to rest, because otherwise I would not be able to function at this level, right? Think about your future self. What do you want your future self to think back and thank you for? Is it going to thank you for working more? I don't think so. Check out the regrets of the dying, right? Check out the regrets of the dying. It's never, I wish I'd worked more. I would add in there, I wish I had rested more. And like I said, scrolling on your phone is still stimulating. It's not restoring you at all. So those things that, like I used to, when I worked in corporate, when I was like, oh, I'm not going to work right now, I'll just clear some emails. That's still working. That's not resting. I used to sit at my desk and eat my lunch and work. So I would work 12 hours a day. I would get up to go to the bathroom. I would get up to go. I didn't even actually have to get up to go to the printer because I was high enough that I had one right next to me, right? So, and then I would get in my car and I would drive home. And my thing that I use for stress relief is I would play Sims. Oh my gosh, that's not restful. One day my husband at the time came home and it was like 9:30 at night, and I'd gotten home from work and I was still playing the game and I hadn't even changed out of my office suit. It's like I kind of gave my head a shake that day and went, there's something not quite right about this. I'm going to have to think about that. So I stopped playing. But scrolling is stimulating. Those video games are stimulating, even though you feel like you're not doing anything. Non-productive time in doing nothing, we actually need for our health. Yeah, working around the clock is not good, Christine. You shouldn't do that to you. Your future self looks back now and goes, that's what's crazy. Your future self is now, so you can look back and see you're crazy. And rest is an active thing, except it's passive, right? I am choosing to rest. I'm making a decision to rest, and yet I'm choosing to do nothing. Wow. I know it sounds like they don't line up, but they do line up. So I'm going to use an example from yoga. So everybody's favorite pose at the end of a yoga class. I could see my students when I had my bricks and mortar yoga studio out of the, because I had it behind them. They couldn't see it. They would peek out of the corner of their eyes at what time it was because they were super excited to go to Shavasana. And if you haven't done yoga and you don't know what Shavasana, the English translated, is corpse pose. And the idea is you're just lying on your back and you're doing nothing. And people love that pose. You lie, you're still. The idea is that you remain completely still and completely relaxed, but you don't go to sleep. That's not what Shavasana is. Shavasana asks you to stay alert and aware and engaged with your body. And you use the breath as the bridge. So your mind focuses on your breath, feels the sensations in your body and in and out. And I would just hold the space for that quiet time, like depending on the length of class, 5, 10 minutes, whatever. Which I think doesn't sound like very much time, but for some people to ask them to stay still for 5 minutes is torturous. Or within 2 minutes, they're so fatigued, they're out cold. There's snoring going on. You let them snore. Like if they fall asleep during the final meditation of Shavasana, then they needed the sleep, right? I am not going to say, oh my God, I'm not going to punish them and call them out for falling asleep. But the idea with that pose is you're allowing the physical, emotional, energetic learnings, takeaways, awarenesses from your movement practice to integrate into your body. So think about anything you do in life, working, learning. If you took 5 minutes at the end of each thing and just sat really still and let all that integrate. I mean, the yogis were brilliant. They've got poses and movements for you name it. And we've come to this world where we're really uncomfortable with staying still and being quiet. And not it's not always like you think, well, I used to have people get up at the end of the movement class and leave, put on their clothes and leave. I'm like, if you're coming to my class, you will stay until the end. You will not leave. This is a pose. This is a final pose. And it's important for your practice. I mean, some people would still up, get up and leave. I mean, they're grown-ups, but they miss an important thing that happens at the end of class, which is the integration. And I think about this as like reflecting it into life. So I always liked to just observe what was going on with the students and what their energy was. So I never taught, and if anybody's done yoga, you know, there's like a Bikram sequence and he has his sequence and Ashtanga has their sequence. It's like you have to follow, do. Here's the sequence. My sequences were always, who do I see in the room? What energy do I see? What do I sense is required? And it can switch around during class. And I could see them, you know, if I could get them out of their brains and get them breathing it into their body and then into Shavasana, if they could stay in that Shavasana when they got up, it was like they were a new person. It's like, whoa, which is amazing, isn't it? So imagine if you took 5 minutes in your day in between things that you're doing, or even if it's a big thing, because I know some things take longer, just set a clock. Maybe 45 minutes is your marker for when you need. The guy who taught my presentation class, he called it dumping the cup. You're pouring stuff into people's head, pouring stuff into people's head. Their cup starts overflowing. You need to give them time to dump their cup. So you need to give them a little bit of a break, a bio break, a coffee break, a breathing break to go and just empty their brain out, dump the cup. And it's funny, like 25 years later, I still remember that. So it was obviously effective, right? Effective metaphors that sticks in people's brains. So this time, so Shavasana for me is like this time where people can lay there and just let everything pour out of their heads that they don't need to be carrying around. Because remember, last week or the week before, I've probably said it more often than that, your brain is a factory, not a warehouse. Let all that excess, extraneous material out of your head so that you can create some space. Let the sludge settle at the bottom of your pond so you can see through the water. And when I tell people to stare at the window and daydream, it's almost, I'll own this. I'm being a bit sneaky. I'm being a bit sneaky because it's almost like the gateway. The first sniff is free. It's like a gateway into finding meditation. Because in meditation, your eyes are open or closed, but you're just kind of like in a space of not thinking. And daydreaming, we don't realize daydreaming is kind of like a meditation. You have that same kind of energetics. And so many studies show how important it is. And I think meditation as a thing, the reason it's important is because it's a quiet time. It's a quiet time for you to dump the cup, to empty your brain, to just give yourself some space to be doing nothing and to not feel bad about it. So if you need to schedule, it's like a task. Oh, my schedule says right now that I need to work on, in quotation marks, my meditation. If that makes you feel better, do that, right? Like whatever you need to do to make it a place of space. Give yourself some space. We become so crowded 24/7. It's never dark. You're never not doing. There's never not something happening. There's never not dingle dongles coming in on the phone. I turn all mine off. There's only two things that are allowed to dingle dongle me on my phone, and they're very intentional. Most of what I have is not allowed to disturb me. I choose when I will turn to those things. All of these things are going to help you create breathing room for yourself. That's what we're looking for, breathing room for yourself. So we're going to go on a quick break. When we come back, we are going to rewrite the story of rest. And we're going to create it like it's, we're going to think about it as a normal thing in life. Wouldn't that be amazing? It is amazing. We're going to just make it happen. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. If you want to come and talk, we're over in the chat room on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Welcome back. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about learning about rest. And by the way, if you're still here, thank you. I love seeing you in quotation marks, because I can sense your energy out there in the world. And I'm excited that you're here. And if you know someone who maybe could use a little encouragement to rest, why not pop this episode over to them? Invite them to a listening party. I never understood listening parties until recently. It's like, oh, we get to listen to something together. Cool. That's so cool. You could do it with your favorite tea or whatever. But yeah, it's the way that things spread in the world is someone gets an idea and shares it. Remember that commercial? And then they tell two friends, and then they two tell four friends, and then they tell two friends. And I like the ripples out that are going to shift the world in a positive manner, that are going to shift the world to more awesome, more epic, more amazing. And epic and awesome and amazing for me is people who are happy and people who are healthy and people who understand their personal worth. Their personal worth is they were born. So you have a personal worth, but you may not believe me, and you may not fully embrace it, and you may just wonder, oh, what is my worth? Well, let's like spread this love into the world and talk about it as we go through this podcast and future episodes. Go back to listen to some old ones, listen to some new ones. And we're rewriting the story of rest, because I think one of the ways to get really happy and healthy and then have enough clarity in your pool of your mind is to have some rest. Right. So I was talking about Shavasana and how some people just can't even lay still for 5 minutes because they aren't, well, one, I think it's just they're not accustomed to actually being still. People aren't accustomed to being still unless they're unconscious. And two, some people are like, well, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to do Shavasana. I've got to go. I just came here to, do this and then I'm going right back to work, or I brought work home. I'm like, what? When I was a massage therapist, so for people who haven't listened to all the episodes, I was a massage therapist for 14 years. I would have people come and get a 90-minute massage, which for them was a help way to help them reset and rest. And then they go back to work. And I'm like, it's nighttime. Go home and go to bed. You need some more rest, not just laying here on the table. So rest is it's going to be an experiment. Everybody is different. Everybody is different. And your rest is not going to be the same as everyone else's rest. And I don't think that you should f need permission to have that, right? You don't need permission for your rest to be restful, but I want you to make sure it's really restful, not just numbing you. I used to use, not a few couple of years ago, I used the use of, I was playing, some hidden object game on my iPad all the time. And my husband just said, you're spending a lot of time doing that. I said, well, this is my downtime. It's just, I don't have to think about anything. I can just do it. But I realized it wasn't actually restful. I was just kind of like unplugging my brain from everything I needed to do and plugging it into this game. So it wasn't really nourishing me in the way that a rest does. So for some people, rest is journaling. Write out your thoughts. Write out whatever you feel like. Write out random words. Write out poems. Write out just things that are going on with you. Some people hate journaling. For some people, it's gardening, like nurturing these little plants and watering. My husband, even though I live in a small condo, there's plants everywhere. Everywhere there's plants. And it's a very big routine to get all these plants watered, but it sure makes him happy. And he's just nurturing his little plants, right? Maybe it's painting. So that's why it's like that artist that I know in his studio with the hustle on his wall. That's not downtime. And I read a book called it was by Elizabeth Gilbert. She wrote about, trying to see if I can see it on my bookshelf. I can't see it. The name will come back to me. But she was talking about creativity, and she was talking about you can't force a creativity out. It's like it's its own entity, and it will play with you if you are willing to play with it, but it's more playful than forceful, right? So if you're not feeling creative, you just go do something else because then creativity will pop in and say, hey, let's play. So painting, breath work is a great way for people who have practiced yoga. Big magic. You are right, Christine. See, I love having angels in the background, by the way. My podcast angels, big magic. Yeah, creative living beyond fear. I have that on audio as well as the hard copy. And I just listen to it. I just listen to it when I'm walking, when I'm feeling, I've probably listened to it 3 times. There's gaps in between. I don't listen to it back to back, but every now and then I go, I need to listen to that again. Because there's a lot of inspiration in there. And so, yes, your rest doesn't have to look like anyone else's. Maybe you just want to go for a walk in the park. When I was at corporate, and I don't know if any of my colleagues ever realized this, I worked in an area that didn't have a lot. It was kind of an industrial area and didn't have a lot of, I couldn't go walk anywhere. So I would get into my car sometimes if I was feeling like I was going to lose it. And I would drive to a park and I would swing on the swings. I mean, it wouldn't be for very long, like maybe 5, 10 minutes. I'd say, I'm just going to go out and get coffee, or even though there's a coffee in our building, or I'm going to go out and get lunch or something. And I would just go to a park and sit on the swings. Now, admittedly, when I was really stressed out, I'd sit on the swings and cry. But you can't, incorporate, never let them see you cry. Seriously. It's just like when I look back now, I think, oh my gosh, what a life I was living that was successful. Yet my life right now is so much better. Yes, Christine, I love swinging on the swings. I still go. I try to go when the kids aren't there because I don't want them to try to kick me off the swing. Did you sign up for that swing? No, I'm kidding. Your rest, maybe it's cooking. Some people like cooking, I hear. I don't cook. But I hear some people really like cooking. I have a friend who's a chef, and she and her husband, for fun, go to the grocery store, buy random things out of the aisles, and challenge each other to cook something. I'm like, that's stress for me. That's fun for them. So if you like cooking, use cooking as your rest, right? Just say, I'm gonna cook today. Maybe you like yoga. Maybe you like meditating. Maybe anything. Anything that doesn't require an output from you, doesn't require you to be productive. I don't agree. I am really over hustle culture. I don't know if you realize that. You probably do, but I'm so over it. So over it. And I think an ideal world is if you build into your day just like 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes here and there, where you don't have demands upon you, where you don't have to catch up on something. I'm like, okay, I'm done this. I'm going to catch up on this. And social media has created that for a lot of solopreneurs, right? It's like, okay, I'm done all of this. I've got to go catch up on my social media to make sure that I post everything or that I respond to comments. There's lots of ways we don't have to do that now. And I feel like social media is becoming less the how to become an influencer and more like actual interacting with people. And that's not something you just kind of whip off and just like, okay, I'm going to quickly get onto my social media post, like, and move on. That's not interacting. That's just clicking. So when you're creating your version of rest, and I want you to do this intentionally, I would love for you to do this intentionally. I would love for you to say, if I was really going to rest, what would that look like? Doesn't have to involve a vacation, doesn't have to involve money, doesn't have to involve flying overseas, doesn't have to involve a spa, unless you're hanging out with your girlfriends. That's always fun, right? But it's your rest should be something that's easy for you to do. You can do the bigger ones for sure. I'm not going to say don't do them. I mean, I love vacations, but what I'm asking you to find is a way to rest, and you can have more than one, have as many as you want. A way to rest where you can just slot 5, 10 minutes into your day to give your brain a chance to dump the cup and reset and turn down the volume of everything that's going on. One of my favorite things to do that I do once a month is sensory deprivation tank. Now, I have some friends who think that's insane. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? But it's an unplug. It's completely dark. It's completely quiet. It's warm. I'm floating. I'm doing nothing for an hour. Sometimes I book two back to back, so it's 2.5 hours. That's when I'm feeling extra, extra luxo. But it's a way I know for my nervous system, once a month, it's a little reset for me. And then in between that, I have my meditations to help me reset. And I don't have to sit on a cushion and cross-legged and stare at my navel. It's just like 5 minutes. I'm going to sit here and breathe and do nothing for 5 minutes. That's all. That's mine. I want you to think about intentionally, when have you noticed that you like, oh, I feel a little rested now. I can get on with my day. I can go and do something else now. Because forcing ourselves to keep moving from one thing to another is going to lead us eventually to burnout. We're going to pop off onto our last break, my friend. Stay with me. Stay with me. We're going to pop off onto our last break. I'm going to give you some ways to flip the script on what your concept of rest is. And while we're on the break, if you're in the mood, you could just pop over and give us a little 5-star review. I would really appreciate that, and on whatever platform you listen to. And I will see you after the break. Heather on the Inspired Choices Network, we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Hello, yes. Rest. Oh my gosh, I love resting. Once you practice at it for a while, it's one of your favorite things to do. I love working. I love the stuff that I work on. I love being super productive. It feels amazing. And then I really love resting. It's so good. And I don't do it as a reward. I just do it as part of my day. So think about, do you remember the saying that people use, idle hands are a devil's work? Who made that up? Tell me that. I mean, obviously a boss made that up because they think, well, if I'm not keeping them busy. Yeah, exactly, Christine. Some jerk made that up. Idle hands are the devil's work. No, it's not. Idle hands are someone just resting. It's just we've created this weird idea and it's escalated that rest is not productive. Oh, or idle hands are the devil's workshop, even better. I don't think so. And rest. I'm laughing. Christina is very funny. You guys, you got to come to the chat room. It's killing me. And you don't, and we used to have to earn our downtime. I'm going to kill myself so I can rest on the weekend. Seriously? No, you can rest during the week too. And rest is revolutionary. We can change the way the world works by thinking in a different way, right? And if you read the book Sleep, you just reminded me, Christine. If you read the book Sleep by Arianna Huffington, and it was specifically about sleep, not necessarily about the greater concept of rest, but she was looking at CEOs, and we only ever hear about the famous ones, the big name ones, but how many of them died because of illnesses that were related to not sleeping enough. I mean, she'll tell you this her story herself of how she actually passed out, did a full face plant, and because she had pushed herself to the point where she just her body went, no, I'm done, and off she went. So when you're thinking about this, I want you to think about when was the last time that you rested and didn't feel guilty? And if you can't think of one, maybe you could do one like in the next half hour, right? When was the last time you rested and didn't feel guilty? That's, And I have this friend who used to say guilt is a wasted emotion because it's just a waste of your energy. Do it or don't do it. Don't feel guilty about it. So, but when was the last time you rested? And what story is playing in the back of your head about non-productive time? Like when you are being non-productive, what voice is talking to you? What voice, when, what are they telling you? Remember, self-talk, positive self-talk? There's a voice that's probably telling you that you're being wasteful, you're being lazy, you're not being productive. I know that part of my narrative, and it wasn't even anything to do with my grandfather, but at one point somebody said, oh, he was a, working stock. Yeah, he was a very hard worker. And so it's like you measure yourself. And I was a little kid. And my grandfather, I mean, he was. He worked in an office. I don't even know why they said that. But it's like you measure yourself against people that you think are important. I was like, oh, if I don't work really hard, I won't be as amazing as my grandfather. Can you imagine that? He probably would be offended that I thought that. It's like, Heather, I want you to be happy and healthy. Forget working hard. I'm working so that you don't have to work so hard, right? And are you ready to release that story? Yes, you can write that down, Christine. Rest is the new success currency. That's quote. We're going to give that quote to Christine. Rest is the new success currency. And something else. I would like you to think about what is one thing that you can experiment with today to practice resting. Maybe you want to try daydreaming. If you ever got in trouble from it for daydreaming in school, like I had a in grade one, I was tying my shoe and my teacher apparently thought I was taking too long. And I have no idea how long I took to tie my shoe. Could have been, I was obviously, daydreaming. And she actually called me out in class. Heather, how long are you going to take to tie that shoe? What do you got on your mind? And I was a very shy little kid and I was just like, crap, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble because I took too long to tie my shoe because I was thinking about something. Oh my God, this poor little baby Heather. So I have released the stories that I'm going to get in trouble for daydreaming. I invite you to release that story too. Just set a timer if you have to. Stare at the window, do nothing. Experiment with that today. And if you don't like it, try something different. But I want you to experiment in your life with rest. I want you to experiment on how do you feel before you rest? How do you feel after you rest? How do you feel 5 days after you've tried experimenting with rest every single day? Practice makes better. I don't say practice makes perfect anymore because I don't believe in perfect. Practice makes things better. Practice makes things more enjoyable. Practice makes things more familiar. The more familiar they are, the more you will be willing to breathe into that space and allow the flower of you to blossom, the inner person who is here to do something awesome for the world. You were born, so you are worthy of, blossoming. And you can't blossom if you're hustling. This is my wisdom for today. You can't blossom if you're hustling. So I'm going to encourage you to keep exploring what rest is for you. I'm going to encourage you to invite other people on your rest party. If you have children, what culture have they been growing up in? And you can help them, by the way, relearn resting because I feel like a lot of our childhood has been taken away from us because we're overprogrammed and we've forgotten how to rest from a young age. My friends, I am Heather, by the way. We have been talking about rest. If you have anything to let me know about rest, leave me some comments in the show notes or contact me at info@heatherstewart.coach. I will see you again next week after we've all had a week of resting and relaxing. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.